And ik had vergeten om het deze te tappen. More speaking about the things that are roy to be bought with kesef meiser sheni, and the things we'll see that are makabel tumas ochlin, what's considered a food, and what's considered a food for eruv, and we'll see they don't have the same gedarim, they're not the same framework for each one. Zera gargir. So it's going back, we said before that hapuul v'hasaora v'hatilson. Shachalayim v'hagargir. If you have shachalayim, which is krishon and gargir, also some kind of vegetables. Okay, again, so the English says something more than shachalayim and gargir. Anything? Who has it?
Garden rock.
Okay, there's some kind of vegetables that you planted them for the greens, not for the seeds. So misastrim yerek v'zera. Therefore, you take meiser off of them from both the greens and the seeds. Both of them are edible. Cress? Oh, we got the cress. Zorin lezera. And if you planted them for seeds, misastrim zera v'yerek. Then you have to take meiser from both of them. The Mefarshim asked, why didn't it, what's it called? Tosus says over here. Why didn't it say them together? The same halacha. That if you planted them for the greens or for the seeds, you have to take meiser from both. So I say it separately. I say that if you planted it specifically for the greens, then the greens are the ikar. That's the one, the ikar, when you take meiser, and that's called the yotha. And the other one is called the ra. And you don't take lechatchila, take from the ra, the yotha, so you take from the yerek and the zera. If you lechatchila planted it for seeds, you also take a meiser both of them. Then the opposite is true. Then the seeds are the better one, and the vegetables are the greens are the worst one, and you have to take the meiser from the seeds on the greens, and not the opposite way. So now the Gemara asks, so we said that zera gargir, a gargir, is what's it called, is a zera gargir even. Even the seeds of this gargir, garden rock, is edible. Gemara says, "L'maychos, what's it fit for? The seeds aren't edible." Amar Rav Yochanan, "Shekain Rishonim Shelo Yohen Pepelin Shochekin Oso Umadbil Bo Satzli." People who didn't have pepper, so they used to grind this gargir and use it in place of pepper. And they would, what's it called, dip their meat. It was a condiment, a spice for meat. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Rav Zeira ki avi cholish, Megir say, when Rav Zeira would be weak, and he couldn't learn, so he needed rest, avi ozul v'yosi v'apischa d'revi of Yehuda bar Ami. So he'd go sit by the entrance to the base medrash of Yehuda bar Ami, Omar Kinafki the Aili Rabbonin Ikum Kamayu Vakaba Blu Agra. Right, when the Rabbonin come in and out, I'll stand up for them and I'll get reward. So Rashi. So the Mefarshim, all they ask over here, the Chora, you're not supposed to serve the Rabbonin for reward. What's that? Kabbalah Agra. I'll do a mitzvah. Right, so I'll get rewarded. So some make a chilek that there's something in Mechuyev to do, you shouldn't have Kavanah to do with reward. You do it because you're Mechuyev. Something that you put yourself in the situation to do, well, you're not doing it because you're chayiv. You're doing it because you want to do it voluntarily, to put yourself in a masav to get a mitzvah. There's nothing wrong with doing it l'shem star. Others say that, the Yehuda says, that to do something to get schar, that's what the Rebbe Hashem wants. He comes to give a schar, it's the purpose of the world. So to have the idea of doing it, l'man olam haba, l'man chayi netzach, That's nothing wrong with that. What it says in Pirkei Avos, "Lamanas lekabel pras." Pras means a piece, a crumb. Don't do it for the crumbs. For schar in this world, right? That's not what you're supposed to do. But if you're doing it for schar olam haba, that's perfectly okay. The Rambam doesn't hold like that for mice. So the difference between schar and pras. Pras you shouldn't have kavana for, but schar you can have kavana. Or there's another possibility, even according to the Rambam. The Rambam also says, even if a person does it leman to get olam haba, right, to get the hanah of olam haba is also not the ideal. But that's if you do it to get the hanoah of Olam Haba. But if you do it because the Rabbanu Shalom wants to give you Olam Haba, and I want to fulfill Ratzon Hashem of getting my shchar, right? It's like we compared it to Onik Shabbos. I'm not doing it to enjoy. I'm doing it because the Torah told me I should enjoy the Shabbos. I want to do what the Rabbanu Shalom said. So I want to enjoy the Shabbos for the sake of doing the Ratzon Hashem. That for sure is okay. So Nafak, so he, what's it called, he went there, Asa Yenuka Devei Rav, so a youngster from the house of Rav came out, Omerlei Ma'ag Marcho Ravcho, tell me what your Rebbe taught you. Omerlei Koshos Bori Priu Adoma, the crest you make an Adoma on, Chaziz Shakol Nia B'dvaro. The Chaziz, we said, was the green, stalks. Before they're finished, they cut them unripe and you don't make a brach on that because it's not finished yet. It's not the Gemar Pri. So that make a shakol and varo. Omerlei Adarabba Ipchum Estavra. So he told the kid just the opposite. Hai Me'ara Komarbi, what's it called? The green grain. That's what it's called, the green grain? The green grain grows from the ground. You make an Adoma. Right? Vahai Me'avira Komarbi, the kashos, the cress, grows from the air. Hops. It crushes hops, that's right. What do we say? Shachalayim is crushed. The hops grow from the air. Okay? The Hilchasoki and Nuka Devei Rav. But the halach is like this kid said from Rav, my time, Hai Gomer Pegreiri, the Hai Lav Gomer Peri. Because the green grain isn't finished. So it's unfinished. It's not ripe yet. Therefore, you only make a shahako. And this one is finished. My dekomer is high my ara korabi, behind my avira korabi, lohi. Koshos nomi mi ara korabi. Right? The hops also grow from the ground. They don't grow, they grow, I don't know exactly how hops grow, but they seem to grow like mushrooms and that they grow from the air. But the truth is not like that. The truth is they grow from the ground. How do you know that? Doka chazin and the katlin and lohi his misa umaisa kashusa. The bush that they grow on, they don't grow directly on the, they grow on the bush, I guess like moss or something. But when you kill the tree, they die. So obviously they're growing from the tree, they're not growing from the air. Okay, I don't know, anybody know how hops grow, what it's referring to? Does anybody have a note there? And it could be the reason he says that you can see it. Because if you couldn't see it, if it looks like it grows from the air, and there's no way of seeing that it grows from the ground, then Mistama, we'd have to treat it as if it grew from the air, like mushrooms.
They grow on prickly branches of shrubs.
Right here. Okay. In other words, they don't grow directly. They're not a fruit of the shrub. But they somehow grow on the shrub, and the shrub gives them their chiyus. So it's not like a mushroom that grows from the air. It's a spore. But it's part of the tree. And the reason that says it, we can prove it, you can see it, is not only because that's a proof, because if you couldn't see it, Lechara, then you still wouldn't make an Adam. Because things that we can't see, it looks one way, and it's really a different way, you go away the way it looks, the way you can see it. If you could never see it, we just know that it grows from the tree. But it doesn't look like that, then you'd have to treat it as if it grew from the air. But you can see that it grows from the tree. If you kill the tree, you'll see the things die. Rashi. Koshos godl behizmi, right? Koshos grow on this thorn bush. The ainlo shorish bekarka, it has no root in the ground, and it doesn't grow, it's not a fruit of the tree. It grows on the tree. Ela mihizmi tzomach, it grows from the hizmi, but not on the hizmi. So the hizmi is a thorn bush. Koshos gmar pri, v'nikra pri. The hops are called the pri. Masha Enkein, the other ones, the green grain, are not finished. They're unripe, so you make a shakel. The kati lehizma, so shekotzin lehizma, when you cut down the thorn bush, umaisi, right, kishusa, and the hops die. Alma ilo yanka mi'ara lo ravya. Obviously, through the thorn bush, it gets its sustenance from the ground. And if the thorn bush isn't there, then the thing can't live. If it lived from the air, what difference would it make if the thorn bush is alive or not? Okay. The kafnios ein ma'arvin. The Gemara says, and with kafniels, we have before, that one of the things you can't make an eruv with is kafniels. Okay? And kafniels are, I think they're the place that the dates grow on a date tree. They're the protection. They grow in a case. They're the case that encases the dates. That's what it says?
Non-maturing
dates. Okay, so they're the dates themselves that never get ripe. Okay. They're the dates that never get ripe. Vatanya kor nikach bekesef meiser the ein matami tumas ochlin the kafnios nikachos bekesef meiser matamas tumas ochlin. Kor is a kind of fiber that grows in a palm tree, in the bark of a palm tree.
Heart of palm.
Okay, yeah, that's something they sell. So, but it's the fiber of the bark before it gets hard. It grows first as a soft fiber, which is edible, and then it gets hard and becomes part of the bark. So in the stage where it's soft, it's edible. So you're allowed to buy it from Kesef Meiser Sheni, because it is what's called a pre-mi-pri, right? And it's Gedulei Karka. And we'll see in 1 second that it's possible to eat it if you fix it up. But it's not Matami Tumas Ochlin, because right now, it's not a food. The kafnios, right, unripe dates, you can buy with kesef meiser sheni because it's pre-mi-pri and gedulei karka, or metami tumas ochlin, and it is makabel tumas ochlin. So you see, it's a food, even though they're unripe dates. Rabbi Yehuda omer kor hariu ke'etz l'chol dvorav. El v'shenika v'kesef meiser. Kor, this fiber, is mamash a piece of wood. But the mice, you can buy it for kesef meiser because it's pre-mi-pri and it's gedulei karka. Even though it's not right now, what's it called? Edible. The kafnios are hein kapri l'chol dibrayim. El shepturos min ha-maisa. But kafrios are mamish like a pri for everything else except they're potter from maiser. Right? Why are they potter from maiser? Because for maiser, and again, you need primi pri, the gedulei karka. And they are primi pri, no? The kafnios, why are they not? Rashi. Let's see, Rashi. Nikach beket kor, dover rach hanosaf al adekel b'chol shana. It's a fiber that adds on to the palm tree every year. The kolim shagiyu yimosak shomim yiskasha. Before winter comes and it hardens into the bark, the yasa eitz kor le kor. That's called the kor, okay, heart of palm, which is the fiber of the palm that didn't get hardened into bark. And you can eat it. It's over the meichelu. Nikach bekesef meisin the primi privik dule karkel. The lav ochel, the mice is not a food. It's not what most people eat. And therefore it's not considered, it's edible, but it's not what most people eat, and therefore it's not matami tumas ochlin. For tumas ochlin, you need something that be'ikr is for food. This is not be'ikr for food. Kor harayu ke'etz, l'kam in porach hainu tanakama. L'chor tanakama said the same thing, that kor has a din of eitz. It's not matami tumas ochlin. Eloship turos min ha-maiser, the lo nigmara malachta. The reason it's potter from maiser is because maiser is only chayiv when you come to the end of the process. But if you didn't finish off the process, the thing is not chayiv in maiser. The Tanakama chayoves, and according to the Tanakama, they're chayiv in maiser, the lachol mile peros nino, because the maiser, they're peros, right? Even though they're not ripe, this is the stage where they're finished. They're finished at this unripe stage. That's when they harvest them, when they're still green grain. You see that it's what's it called? It's an ochel. That's why, say, the kafnias are a food. So why can't you make an eruv with it? Okay. Where it says, Hosam b'dinishchani. Over there, that Rashi b'dinishchani, dekolim schorin, she'osim kafnios, ve'inim nasim tzmarim la'olam. That's talking about male palm trees that produce these kinds of dates and they never get ripe. So the unripe stage, this kafnios, the unripe dates, are the finished product. There is nothing more to do. They produce produce unfinished grapes, dates, as a finished product. The kafnios hu gemar peron. The lokinosan benisan, the hano uchlaninu. This is for sure food. People eat it like this. And therefore it's food. It's gemar pri, it's chayiv and meiser, and you can buy it with kesef meiser sheni. The kika omar rab, the kolim, the kevel, shikafni yoshalem, nasim tmorim, hilka chakati lo gemar prihu. When did Rav say that kafniel, so not chayiv and meiser, that's where they come from, female palm trees, where they produce real good dates, and these are in unfinished. Unfinished fruit is not chayiv and meiser. Yeah, so it produces this this inferior date. Okay. Ihachi b'hal lemer of Yehuda p'turos min ha-maiser. So then, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold if these are the finished product? Then why does he hold their potter from maiser? Right. V'atanya om Rabbi Yehuda lahuskru pagi b'sioni ela le'inyan maiser b'vad. Right. So Rashi. These things are mentioned in the Tosefta Shvius. The Ma'aser Bigmar de Pesachim, the Perek Makom Shenagu, Ochlim B'Teinim Ad Sheichlu Pagei Beisoni. Okay, Pagei Beisoni are dates that have not become ripe. Basically, kafniels, right? And they're from this place called Beisoni. What? They're figs. Teinim, yeah, teinim, figs. Figs that are not ripe, and they come from this place called Bisoni. And what's it called? The halacha is that legabi shvius, that you're allowed to eat them as long as there are still some of them left in the field. And then when there's none left in the field, then you have to make the beer on them. So Rabbi Yehuda said that these things were only mentioned legabi meiser, not legabi shvius. Only the Gabi Maiser. That they're, what's it called? That, what does it mean? Pagi Bisyoni, Vahini, the Tovina, Chayovim the Maiser. Right? That these things are Chayiv and Maiser. Pagi Bisyoni, even though they're not completely ripe yet. Right? They're unripe figs. And Ahini Tovina is Kafnios. Okay? That what's it called? They all come from male palm trees. Rashi, ha'ihini hein kafnios v'hanach de tovina kulam zechorim hein. Mishim hochi chayom b'meister de gemar peruhu. The chosh came to gemar peruhu l'sharmila. So if it's the gemar for meister, it's considered the end of the process, and it's chayiv and meister. Surely it's finished the end of the process, but it's considered food for everything else. So again, why can't you make an Erev with it? Ela la'olam la b'nischoni. It's not talking about the ones that are finished, are ripe, what's it called, are ripe when they're unripe. In other words, that's their finished stage. Uli'in tumas ochlin shani. And the fact that they're not makabel tumas ochlin is different because it's already. K'dam Rav Yochanan, ho'al v'roi l'miskon al yedei ho'or. It's talking about ones that will eventually become ripe, and these ended up not ripe. So, therefore, they're not chayiv in Meiser, because not the Gemar Pri. But there are Mekabel Tumas Ochlin, because Tumas Ochlin is a different din. Tumas Ochlin doesn't depend on Gemar Pri, and it doesn't depend on what's edible right now, like an Erev does. It depends on what could be made edible. If it could be made edible, then it's considered an Ochel Legabi Kabbalah's Tumah. And here, if you heat them, or put them over a fire, roast them, you can, what's it called, they're bitter. But if you cook them, they become sweet. So theoretically, they're a food. And they're a food, therefore, since they could be fixed up, right, they could be sweetened by fire, they're considered a food. Hachinami hoil the yochel of miskan, how they are. Okay, Rashi. The yochel of miskan, afopisha asha bikatnusen marinhein, even though right now they're bitter, avale in eruv, but in a midi dechazi, by ishaita. By an eruv, they're no good. You can't make an Erev with them. Because by an Erev you need that this is something that you can eat when the Shabbos comes in, and therefore you're considered in the place where your Erev is. But if you can't eat it now, right, and when Shabbos comes in, you can't fix it up. So it has to be edible now. It can't be edible because you'll do something to it. It has to be fit for food now. They weren't fixed up. So at this point, the moment Shabbos came in, they weren't considered a meal, so it doesn't help for an eruv. Lein ma'isa mishum gomar peru. Ma'isa nachayiv, because not gomar peru. It's unripe. Ma'isa is only when it becomes ripe. Are you chayiv in ma'isa? Right. And what's it called? On the other hand, for tumas ochlin doesn't depend on what its state is right now. Anything that could become a food by doing something to it, like heating it or whatever, that's considered a food. That got to be tumas ochlin. Okay. The hecha itma de Rabbi Yochanan. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say this halacha that something that could be fixed up, it's bitter, but you could make it sweet? That it has a din of tumas ochlin, it's makabel tumas ochlin. Ahod etanya shkedim hamorim. If you have almonds that are bitter, okay, ketanim chayodim. So the finished product is a bitter almond, which is not edible. But when they're unripe, before they get to their big stage, their little ones, they're sweet. They turn sour later. So when they're completely mature, they're not edible, and therefore what's it called? Are they chayiv in ma'aser when they're small, because that's when they're edible, and they're pater from ma'aser when they're big. Gedol and keturim. Mesukim, the sweet almonds are just the opposite. When they're big, then they, what's it called, when they're finished, they're sweet, and they're edible. But when they're small, they're unripe, then they're bitter. So then the gedolim are chayiv, and the ketonim, keturim. Okay. Rav Shimon b'Rav Yossi omer mishum aviv. Rav Shimon b'Rav Yossi said the name of his father, Rav Yossi, Zevezeliftur, that both of them are potter. Both the big ones and the small ones, both the bitter ones and the sweet ones, they're all potter. The Amri lo Zevezelechil, and some say he said they're both chayiv. Okay, Omer Rebbe Loi, Hora Rabbi Chanina, Vitzipori, Kedivri Homer Zevezeliftur. Right, and Rabbi Chanina and Tzipori Paskin, like the one who said that Rabbi Yossi said both are potter. Right, one second, let's see what's going on over here. Ketanim chayav mishum shugmar pri shelohen kishigdelim nasim morim. This is when it's finished. In other words, for it being edible, it's finished when it's small. Because if you let it get big, it becomes not edible. So the finishing of this thing, the other ones are, it goes bad. So it's ripe when it's small. Ugedolim peturim yimaisa v'lav ochel ninu. The big ones are not edible. When they get ripe, they finish, they're bitter. Misukim ketanim peturim. The opposite is true by sweet dates, almonds. When they get big, they're sweet. When they're still unripe and small, they're bitter. Right? So ketanim peturim lo nigmru. The ketanim are not finished. So you're not chayiv ma'aser with them. Zevezelef tur. Morim ben gedolim ben ketanim. Ben ketanim gedolim. Delav uchla ketanim lo peru. Right? He said both of them for peturim, that the bitter ones are potter. What's it called? Either way. If they're big, they're not edible. If they're small, they're not finished. It's not called finished. That's a machlokes. Right? It's something that's going to still mature, but when it matures, it's going to be not edible. So in its last edible state, that's called when it's mature. Or no. Maturity is when it's bitter. And even though it's edible when it's still growing, that's not the finished pre. That's a machlokes, whether that's gemar pre or not. So the one who holds that they're both potter, right, the bitter almonds, both the big ones and the small ones are potter, is because the big ones obviously aren't edible and the small ones aren't finished. And the first Mandi Omer said, that's when they're finished. They're finished when they're still edible. When they start becoming not edible, they're over-finished. Okay, and the other one holds they're both, what's it called, chayiv. Let's see one second why they're both chayiv. So now the Gemara says, "Laman de Omer zevezel chiyu v'may chosu." How can they both be chayiv? I understand why the small ones are chayiv because he considers that the finished product because they're still edible, and the bigger ones are over finished. But the bitter ones are the bigger ones are bitter; they're not edible. So why should they be chayiv in ma'aser? Reb Yochanan, that's what Reb Yochanan said. These almonds, if you roast them, then they're sweet, even when they're bitter. The bitter ones that are mature, if you roast them over the fire, they become sweet. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, this halacha, that roasting something over the fire will make it is considered edible. And therefore, for Meiser, it's the gemar, it's for sure finished. If anything, it's over finished. And it's edible, if you fix it up. That's enough for Meiser. That's not a good for Eruv. For an Erev, it has to be edible now, when Shabbos comes in, not that you could fix it up. If you didn't fix it up, then it's not edible. But for Meiser, since it could be fixed up, it's still Chayv and Meiser. Okay, Omar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kor Hariu Ke'etz L'chol Devarim. Now we're going back to what we said before. The fiber of the palm tree, the heart of palm, right? Rabbi Yehuda says it's like a piece of wood for everything. It's not Ela Shenika B'Kesef Meiser. It's not Mekabel Tumas Ochlin, you can't use it for an Erev, but you can buy it with Kesef Meiser Sheni. Why? Because it's a pre-mi-pri, and it's Gedulei Karka. Right? And even though it's not Be'ikr used for food, it's edible. So for Tumas Ochlin, it has to be Be'ikr for food. For Erev, it has to be something that people make a meal on, that people are knowing to eat. And for Kesef Meiser, it just has to be bought with Kesef Meiser Sheni, it just has to be something that's roy to be a food, and it has to grow from, it has to reproduce, and it has to grow from the ground. It has all those conditions. Where it says, Hainu Tanakama, that's exactly what the Tanakama says. Omer Abaye, Sholko v'tikno ikubinai. What happens if you cooked it or you fried it, right? Then, is it like still like wood? Or no, since you cooked it and fried it, now it's already considered an ochel for other things too. It's makabel tumas ochlin, and you could use it for an eruv, and it's not. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it's mamash a piece of wood. If you cook and you fry wood, it also doesn't make it into food. Rashi, shalko mevushal harve, you overcooked it. Uvitigno b'shemen, freed, you fried it, balaz. Rav Yehuda filu shalko v'tigno enem etami. Even if you fried it and you cooked it, it's still not an ochel, and it's not makabel tumas ochel. But tanakamim shalko v'tigno etami. Filo amri hariu keitz, he didn't say it's a piece of wood. He just said in the state that it's in regularly, it's not edible. It's not something people normally eat. But it is edible, but it's not something people normally eat. But if you cook it, or you fry it, then people normally eat it, and then it's makabel tumas ochel too. Okay. Let's go on. Maskifla Rava. Miikala mande omr sholko v'tigno lo. Does anybody hold that if something can be cooked and fried, and then it becomes edible, easily for everybody, that's not makabel tumas ochel. We're saying now that's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether what's it called, if you cooked and fried the heart of palm, right, if that's makabel tumas ochel or not. The Maisa, what's it called, Rava said, is there such a mandiyam who holds that something that can be cooked and fried and made edible is not considered edible? It's not makabel tumas ochel. For Tanya, ha'or, v'hashilya, ein metamin tumas ochel. Hide of an animal. Skin. And the shilya is the placenta. Amniotic sac. That's not the same thing as a placenta. That's where the uber is when it's, what's it called? When it's inside the mother. That's where it grows in. Right. What? That's not the placenta? What's the placenta? And this is the embryonic sac. Same thing, yeah?
Okay. No, it's around the baby.
That's around the baby, right?
And the
amniotic sac?
That's around the baby, and, right. And the placenta is attached to the wall, nourishing the amniotic sac.
Okay. So this is where the baby animal grows. So ein metamin tumas ochel. They're not considered food that you makabel tumas ochel. Or sholko, but if you cooked the hide, now it's edible. Skin that's cooked is edible. The shilya shechishav aleha, or a shilya that you had kavana to eat, so that makes it into a food. So metamin tumas ochel. Then they're both mekabel tumas ochel. So you see that skin is normally not fit for eating, but the cooked skin is. So anything that can be cooked, when you cook it, it's mekabel tumas ochel. So how could there be a machlokis whether if you cook this kor? If it's mekabel tumas ochlin or not, if it's taka fit to eat after it's cooked, it's mekabel tumas ochlin, just like the skin. Ela marava ikubinayu bracha. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda says the kor is HBalma, except you can buy it with kesef meiser sheni, and the Tanakama also said you can buy it with kesef meiser sheni. For everything else, it's not considered food. What's the difference between them? Bracha. What bracha you make? The itmar. Kor Rav Yehuda Omar Bori Pri Hadama. Rav Yehuda says you make a Bori Pri Hadama on this heart of palm. Shmuel Omar Shahakol Nia B'Dvarim. And Shmuel says you make a Shahakol. Rav Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama Uchlehu. It's food, and it grows from the ground. Shemekel Bari Pri Adam. Shmuel Amar Shahakol Nevedvara. And Shmuel says you only make a Shahakol. Nanela Rebbe Yehuda, who says it's Eitz Bialma, says you don't make only a Shahakol. It's a piece of wood. Now, you don't make a Bari Pri Adam except on a Pri. So it's not a Pri, it's a piece of wood. Now Shein came, the Tanakama held, no, it grows in the ground, and it's edible, partially at least, because you can cook it or whatever, so it's a Bari Pri Adam if you eat it. Shema Shara, Kivin Shesofa Lahak Shos Lama Barchino Laya Bari Pri Adam. Since in the end it's going to get hard and be a bark of a tree, it's considered a piece of wood now too, and therefore you don't make a Bari Pri Adam. Amar Lei Shmuel or Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, who was younger than him, Shinina, you're a sharp kid. Kavoseich Mistabra. Lemaisa, I said differently, but I see that what you said makes more sense. That what's it called? That you make a Bari Pri Adama. Dohatznon Shesofa LaHakshos Mevorchino LaBari Pri Adama. Radishes, if you leave them growing, they get hard. You can't eat them. But when you harvest them when they're soft, you make a Bari Pri Adama in radishes. So the Chara, you see that even though something in the end is going to get hard, you still make the bracha when it's soft of Bari Pri Adama. The Logi, it's not true. Even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference between radishes and corn. Tznon nati inchi adaiti de pugla. When tznon is grown, radishes are grown, it's grown to be harvested when it's soft. That's the ikr why you grow it. That's why it's Bari Pri Adama, when it's soft. Even though it's going to get hard, the people have in mind when they plant it for the soft variety. For the variety that's finished and not over-finished. Dikla lo nati inish adaiti de kora. When people plant palm trees, they plant it to leave the fiber become bark. They don't keep taking the fiber off. You don't have any bark on your palm tree. So they leave it to get hard. People who chaparayin the fiber before are doing something that's against the norm of why people plant palm trees, what their intention is legabi this fiber. The afalgav the kalsi Shmuel, Rav Yehuda hilchasok avay Shmuel. Therefore, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is like Shmuel. Because there's a difference between radishes, which are grown for their soft state, and palm trees, which the core, it's not grown for the core to be eaten. It's grown for the core to become hard. And therefore, it's only shahako.
What about today when they're actually doing that?
Do they grow it specifically for mistama? If they have the kinds of things that when they grow a whole thing, they don't say batla daite. And that's what they grew it for. Then in chanami, they can have dam on it. Things that are normal, it depends what the kavane is. Normally, they didn't do that. So if one person did it, it's batla daite. But if they have whole orchards grown specifically for that, for food, then from those things you make the bracha Bari Pri Adama. Rashi. Or shisholko tomei, avol machshava great shalo. It doesn't help by the or just to have in mind that you're going to eat it. You have to actually cook it. The shilya, afil machshava great shalo. By shilya, even if you have in mind to do it, right, to eat it, and eventually you have to cook it to eat it, that's okay. The kivin the mahani shlika the or koshkin the kor the chazi lachila mikar. Kor is edible the koshi before you cook it. After you cook it, it's readily edible. The skin isn't edible at all before you cook it. So if cooking helps for skin, it surely helps for the fiber. Brachi kibinayu the tanakam bori pri adama Rabbi Yehuda shahakol the sofa lahakshos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's going to end up a piece of wood, it's only a shahakol. Adaiti the pugla la ochok shurach. When people plant radishes, they plant them to be harvested when they're soft, to eat them. When people plant palm trees, they don't plant it to take the fiber off when it's soft. They plant it to have a good palm tree and let the bark solidify.